Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Good evening, good evening. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You are now once again tuned in to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, nothing has changed. I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with none other than Deacon Marvin Cox. He's getting ready to do part two of his message on tonight, Through Thick and Thin. So you're going to need your Bibles, your pens and paper so you can follow along. But he always shares with us an inspirational poem before he brings forth God's word. We always open up with prayer. So we're going to do the same thing on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, if you will please pray with me on tonight. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come right now touching and agreeing and on one accord and asking you to be in the midst on tonight as we move forward over this worldwide platform, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. And we thank you that you are in total control and that all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. And Father, we bless your name because you're worthy to be praised. We come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Deacon Marvin Cox, his entire family, and every saved believer all over the world. And Father, forgive us of all of our sins. Forgive us in the name of Jesus. Your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we are so grateful for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, that he paid our sin debt on the cross with his own precious sinless blood. He paid a debt that he did not owe, but he knew it was a debt that we could not pay. So we are grateful on tonight. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you are moved by your Spirit on tonight. Continue to comfort and strengthen all those that are bereaved all over the land in the name of Jesus. Continue to touch their hearts. Continue to let them feel your peace, your presence, your love, your joy, even your strength as you continue to comfort them even as they go through the hour of bereavement. We come now, Heavenly Father, lifting up the family of our brother in Christ who have made his home going, his transition, heavenly transition, Brother Lee Williams. We know that he has fulfilled his God purpose in the earth. So we continue to lift up his family right now and all those that truly loved him. We bless his spirit and memory in the name of Jesus. And all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reason, Heavenly Father, continue to comfort and strengthen them in the name of Jesus as only you can. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up Pastor Norman King, my first cousin, and all those, Heavenly Father, that are sick and afflicted. Continue to strengthen them, heal their bodies, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that they would have a testimony letting the world know that it's you who have healed them. And also, Bishop James A. Jennings, my pastor and shepherd, continue to strengthen and heal his body in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you are moved by your Spirit. Continue to bless and have mercy upon all those that have been affected by Hurricane Ida. Heavenly Father, those that have lost power, those that have lost loved ones due to the hurricane. Heavenly Father, we ask that you are moved by your Spirit. Grant them everything they need. And while they are waiting on the help to arrive, let them remember and know to always look unto the hills from which cometh their help. For all of their help comes from you. And we thank you for everyone that's coming to their aid and rescue even now in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless them in their efforts. Heavenly Father, even those that have lost homes and property due to the wildfires on the West Coast, continue to bless them and strengthen them as we pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray now, Lord, and thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We pray now, the Lord, and lift up all those that may be listening for the first time that do not have a personal relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ. It's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said through your man of God, through your word on tonight. They will be able to, first of all, receive your word. And after receiving your word, they will open their own mouth to confess their sins and transgressions. And ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them. And once they are saved, they will come to know and be able to fulfill their own individual God purposes in the earth for your glory. Is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We pray now, Lord, and ask that you will continue to comfort and strengthen those families, Heavenly Father, of the military people that gave their lives and lost their lives over in Afghanistan. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to comfort and strengthen them as well in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless our sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus over in Jerusalem and Israel. Your word lets us know that we are to pray for them, and we are to continue to pray for those that have ruled over us. We continue to bless and lift up our pastors and shepherds that you have anointed and appointed that are our overseers and under-shepherds in the earth, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless each one of them in the ministries you have placed them in, that you get the glory in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you get the glory. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in and all those that are new listeners on tonight. Bless them as well and grant them all the desires of their hearts is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, we have another spiritual food for thought. And it comes to a saying on tonight, when life shuts a door, open it again, it's a door. That's how they work. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. When life shuts a door, open it again, it's a door. That's how they work. Well, I'm praise the Lord, and that spiritual food for thought came from none other than Reverend Edgar Van, the pastor of the Second Ebenezer Baptist Church here in Detroit, Michigan. I want to give credit to him for that, too. I didn't want to just quote that and not give reverence to who it came from. We're going to try to do this music break right now. Then we're going to get ready to receive none other than Deacon Marvin Cox. Again, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready as you get ready to do part two on tonight of the message titled Through Thick and Thin. We're going to try, and hopefully this song will pray for us, but if it don't, we're just going to continue to move forward and continue to give God the glory. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord on tonight. Total praise. God deserves our total praise. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, God still deserves your total praise, my total praise, our total praise as a corporate body of believers in Jesus' name. But once again, I want to quote this scripture food for thought because a lot of people just dialed in, and I know they didn't get a chance to hear it before we bring forth Deacon Marvin Cox again on tonight with part two of his message. Titled Thick and Thin, to help you have your Bibles and papers ready to follow along. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, once again, when life shuts a door, open it again. It's a door. That's how they work. I want to give a shout-out to my bishop and pastor, none other than Bishop James A. Jennings, Jr., the pastor and shepherd of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan, and also to my church family, and also to Pastor Isaiah Tillman, Jr., and his wife, First Lady Jean Tillman, where I serve as the musician at Morning Star Baptist Church. I want to give a shout-out to them as well. And I also want the listeners to know, especially the new listeners, I welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And I thank God for each listener that faithfully tunes in. Know that I pray for you all constantly. I'm asking you all to continue to keep me and my family in prayer and keep this worldwide ministry and platform in your prayers. We are now ready to receive none other than Deacon Marvin Cox. Once again, I bring to you none other than my brother in Christ. Deacon Marvin Cox, I now yield the mic to you. Deacon Cox. Hold on just 1 second, listeners. Hold on just 1 second. We have a get over here. Deacon Marvin Cox, if you could do me a favor, because I'm trying to switch you on so you can be live, but it's not going through right now. I see where it says you are live, but you're not. If you can hear me, Deacon Marvin Cox, if you can hear me, I need you to, hold on, there you go. Deacon Marvin Cox, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, praise the Lord. I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. Hey, Brother Brown, don't do me like that. That almost made me panic. But I thank the Lord once again for this opportunity, for blessing Brother Brown to bless me. I thank the Lord for the food for thought for tonight, which is say, when life, and I like how that was put, that when life closes the door, open it again, because it's just a door. That's how doors work. And that particular door might not necessarily be the door that the Lord wants you to go through. So I thank the Lord for that.
Yes,
but getting to tonight's lesson, as I say, I thank the Lord for just allowing me and using no feeble me as a vessel to bring forth his word. Now, tonight's lesson is a continuation of the last time that the Lord blessed me to bring forth his word. And the poem that we have for tonight is called Through Thick and Thin. And it reads, through thick and thin, from the date of my birth, you gave me dominion over all the creatures on earth. You gave me a mind and heart so that I could think and feel. You taught me how to determine what is fake and what is real. You protected me when I was too weak to defend myself and to lean on and depend on you and nobody else. You showed me love in your own quiet way. In my adversities, you even taught me to pray. Through thick and thin, through good times and bad, you are the best friend that this world has ever had. You promised that you would never leave me nor forsake me, and I would have to voluntarily do things for you. You would never make me. You laid down your life so this world could live. Taught me compassion. You taught me how to forgive. Through thick and thin and through stormy weather, your love was a glue that has held us and our family together. You kept me so many times from falling apart. And in my times of grief, you mended my heart. Through thick and through thin, no matter how far Satan may take me, you promised to never leave me nor to forsake me. Amen. I'm going to go immediately into tonight's lesson. As I say, it's a continuation of the word from a few weeks back, and I know that the on the program it says that I will be reading to you from Joshua, but I have a similar scripture in Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter, the 6th verse. And it reads, "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." Now, our topic for tonight is through thick and thin. And if we had a subtopic, the subtopic would be a lifetime contract. Now, Moses here in Deuteronomy was letting people know, letting Joshua and the Israelites know that God would not leave us, nor would he forsake us. And I want all the people that are listening tonight to know that through all the adversities that each and every last one of us have been through over the last year, and not only the last year, so 18 months, but through all of our life, that God would never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Now, this is a promise that he made to each and every last one of us. But we have to look at it for what it is. It says in Deuteronomy, it said, "Be not afraid." So sometimes when our flesh begin to protest, or wages a protest against our body, our mind, and our spirit, then we feel that God has left us. He has abandoned us. And even the disciples, they, when the Lord said that he was going to prepare a place for us. Now, his teaching, sometimes his physical presence may not necessarily be with us, but he said that he would not leave us. And as I said in past lessons, that he's just going on ahead of us. He's still with us. His teachings is with us. His love is with us. His, all of these things that will help us to navigate through the treacherous waters of life. So we got a little bit ahead of myself. I read to you from Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter, the 6th verse. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the doing of his word and his will, and may edify our souls forever. Amen. I want Pastor King, Pastor Jennings, and all the people who may be afflicted right now in their body, that the Lord is telling each and every last one of us, all the listeners, that he would not leave us nor forsake us, that through thick and thin, no matter what the situation is, the Lord is right there. And even when the Lord was dying on the cross and his flesh began to protest against the pain and the torture that he had previously went through the night before and previous to that, even the Lord himself said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But then he came to himself. He said, Father, I'm just speaking out of the flesh. Not my will, but your will. Not my will, but your will. So when we go through these adversities, through these pains, through these sufferings, through these tribulations in our life, the Lord suffered for us so that God may get the glory. But are you willing to suffer for him so that he may also get the glory? Are you willing? Now I know that Pastor King is a fighter. He's a veteran. Yes, and he's, you know, I could just see him now with his combat boots on and his whole armor of faith combating that COVID, saying, no, you ain't gonna win him. Better get on, because what you're trying to do, you're just sending me through a temporary inconvenience. But the Lord is saying, through thick and through thin, I'm there with you. I will not leave you. Nor will I forsake you. So my brothers and sisters who are ill in the body, who that door has been slammed in your face, who has been rejected here and rejected there, don't you know that a good attitude is a thing that's going to draw people into the Lord. God is getting the glory. He's not making you suffer intentional. But even old Job, he said that he's going to hold on. So all the important days of my life, I'm going to hold on. And I might be paraphrasing here, until my change comes. So we were saying, Lord, through thick and thin, through all this prosperity that you're giving me, and now the adversity that I'm going through, I'm going to hold on. I ain't going to give up. I'm not going to throw in the towel because you don't want me to. Because, see, sometimes, as I say, through thick and thin, we begin to develop a better relationship with God. And Brother Brown was talking about Facebook today, and the Lord gave me something to give to all his people today, and that was sickness and trouble will not make you love people any less, but it will allow you to love them even more. So you just think about this, and through thick and thin and through all the things that we have been through in our life, that lifetime contract. See, we're in the sign. See, the Lord, I don't know about you, but see, the Lord, he signed a lifetime contract with us. From our birth to the time we live away from it, he's constantly looking out for us. He's constantly through thick and thin, through all the adversities, through, and don't forget about the prosperity. And the reason I say the prosperity is because it's easy when things are going well for you to have generosity. It's easy for you to be charitable in your giving. But what if you don't have to give? Would you give anyway? What if you don't feel like doing it? Would you go anyway? Old Brother Isaiah, he said, Lord, I'm resting undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. That's the sixth chapter of Isaiah, the first few verses. He said, but send me. I'll go, Lord, if you clean me up. I'll go. I'll tell the people what they need to hear, but I can't go like I am right now. I need you to clean me up. I need you to purge me. So I just want you to look at all these things that God has done for each and every last one of us. Count your blessings. Just think about the times when you probably heard this statement before, when a way was made out of no way, when it seemed like you was at the end of your rope, when you felt like you was ready to give up. But in that 11th hour, when all hope was lost, when you had just gave up and you were just ready for them to throw dirt in your face because you didn't think you had a reason to live, just think about all those times when that frustration was so heavy on your shoulders that it was wearing you down, and the depression was getting deeper and deeper and deeper, and that how God reached in, how the Lord reached in and pulled you out of that abyss, pulled you out of that self-made pity party that we had become or that we was participating in. So I'm just saying that it's easy to, as I say, when things are going well with you, or how the preacher said, while the blood is running warm in your veins. It's easy for us. But when that time comes, because I know that, and once again, a few weeks ago we talked about this, we said, why is it that when prosperity comes, we get amnesia? Why is it that we forget about those people? We forget about the Lord. We, you know, when our income tax come or our stimulus checks come, why is it that we say, well, hey, I tithe it, so this belonged to me. But he said a tithe, which is a tenth. So whatever it is that the Lord bless you with, wouldn't it be nice to bless him back with it, or bless his house, or bless his people? Because through thick and thin, Deuteronomy says, I will not leave thee. I will go with thee. It will not fail thee, nor will he forsake thee. Now, if we look at it, that lifetime contract that I was talking about. Our marriage vows is a lifetime contract. We stand before that preacher, and we announce to that preacher and confess before God, and we say, and see, people are changing their vows constantly, and they're leaving the one main thing out that they should have never took out, because it was a verse in there that says, unto death us do part. So when these adversities come in a marriage and we don't feel that our spouse is agreeing with us, or we don't like the color of their hair, or they done got some type of illness, or their personality has changed, or our jealousies overtake us, we're supposed to take that to the Lord, because we're not supposed to lean unto our own understanding. We promise God that that woman or that man that we married, say, Lord, I'm going to be with them through thick and thin, through sickness and in health, through good times and bad times, through prosperity and through poverty. So look at that contract. Look at that through thick and thin that we are participating in. When we have our children, we never get finished parenting, because over there in Proverbs they say, train up a child in the way in which he should go. And when he was old, he will not depart from it. So I'm not going to stop speaking to my son because he disagreed with me. And even the prodigal son, when he went out and went into his adventure and began to do the things when the world was beckoning him to come out there, guess what? His father was waiting patiently. And see, we got to look at it like this. The Lord is not going to run after you. You have to come to him. Now, if you lost, and let me clarify this, if you lost, he's going to send somebody for you, because his word says that. But if you're intentional, like the young man did, when he went out there and told his father, give me the goods that fall to me. See, that's a different story when you go out there on your own, because, see, it's easy to get lost when you're traveling, but it's not easy to get lost when you're on that road of repentance. Why? Because it's straight. It's narrow. So if you should happen to detour off of that road, but see, something might lure you off that road. Something might beckon you off that road. That whore that's standing in the sideline might say, hey, come here for a minute. I want you to check this out. So through thick and thin, God has given us, the Lord has given us the instructions that we need in order to maintain as well as to sustain ourselves. Now, I'm going to give you a few verses. It says in 2 Corinthians 4th chapter 8th and the 9th, say, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. So what am I saying, what you're saying, Deacon? I'm just saying that God has no respect of person. God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. So you're going to have some things in your life that, you know, people will tell you and they will make you feel bad. Well, you're a Christian. You're not supposed to be going through that. Well, that's the biggest lie that they ever told. Because all of these things, if you look at them, they are just a temporary inconvenience. And we're going to go over here to 1 Peter 5th chapter, the 10th verse. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory, will himself, now listen to this, restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. So let me break this down for you. When you went out there in the world and you done partied and you done did all the ungodly things God told you not to do, just like that prodigal son, he came back to his father, and what was wrong with him? He was broken. He was discombobulated. He he had to be restored. But on his way back to his father's house, through thick and through thin, he knew that if he raised up and went to his father's house, that he would be restored, he would be confirmed, he would be strengthened, and his father would establish him. Why? Because, see, he was willing to take a lesser role than the other son. Say, hey, you know, I sleep in the garage. I sleep on the front porch. Just let me back to the house. I'm not worthy. I feel that I'm not worthy to be called your son, but just treat me as a hired servant. So through thick and through thin, and see, that thought never leaves your mind, because you say to yourself, it's the same thing he said to himself, I don't have to live this way. I'm living beneath my dignity. But see, when you withdraw yourself away from God, when you do these things, then he said he won't leave you nor forsake you. But over there in Thessalonians, the two brothers that was contrary said, okay, I'll tell you what, turn them out into the streets, because what happened? The street will teach them. So It's time when we take ourselves from that protection of the Almighty. It's that time when we, as I say, when we withdraw through thick and thin, he's there.
Well,
we have to confess. We have to confess our sins. We have to realize that, Lord, I made a boo-boo. Lord, please forgive me. But see, you got to have that contrition. You got to have that contrite spirit in order to go back. Because some people, they leave arrogant and they come back arrogant. We cannot allow ourselves to do that. We got to come back humble. We got to come back apologetic. We got to come back remorseful. We got to come back full, regretful, remorseful. All of these things. We empty, but we full. Because we got to come to that realization. All right, but over there in 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 9th verse, it says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. We'll read to that, you that again. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So when you fall short, then that's when the Lord can work with you. That's when you realize that humbleness. That's when you realize, Lord, I can't make this journey without you. That's why when we leave out our house, going to our job, going to the doctor's office, or going anywhere, do you invite the Lord to go with you? That's not a ride, or that's not a trip that we should take alone. But see, through thick and through thin, now see how God is telling us through our weakness. So he's even with us during our weakness.
Oh, yes.
But once again, I said we have to not get amnesia. We got to remember who he is and what he did for us. And it's when he could come back, because, see, I'm telling you, some people could be mad at somebody for so long. And never, they're so prideful. See, once again, they're full. But they're full of pride. They're so prideful that they refuse to call you up and say, you know what, I thought about what I did and I was wrong about what I did. Could you find room in your heart to forgive me? I'm asking for your mercy, because I know that I need to be bored in awe. I know that I should not be even allowed to be in your presence, but I wasn't at myself. I was contrary. But how many of us will be able to, willing to go and ask for forgiveness? How many of us will go and reconcile? But see, now is a time for reconciliation. Because through thick and thin over the last 18 months, I don't know about you, but God has answered every need that I have. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a few things that I may have wanted, but all the things that I needed, I didn't have a hungry day. My lights and my utilities were not shut off.
Thank
my
you,
health and everything was was pretty good. I mean, you know, we all have our achy breaky days. But
that's
he allowed
right.
me to go from that point to this point. So what is that? Is that not through thick and thin? That's a promise that God made unto each and every last one of us who serves him. Okay, now I got to put that stipulation. Even those that do not serve him, guess what? He still has dispatched a guardian angel to them. So
that's right now.
We have to be able to know and to realize that through thick and thin. Now, I'm going to tell you what the world called it. The world called it luck. You know, you were lucky that
mm-hmm.
that caught me. You were lucky that this, that. You know, they attach everything that when danger was waved away from us, but we never say to ourselves, thank you, Lord. Because how could
that's
you
right.
be riding down the road and then all of a sudden somebody pull in front of you and you have to swerve and go up on the side of the road and then go back into the street? How in the world could your brain manufacture a thought that fast? In that minute, in that second, Jesus took over the wheel.
That's right.
But see, we don't want to give him credit for that, see? Through thick and through thin. See, he's always watched out for me from the time I was small, from the time each and every last one of us was small to the present day. How many
that's
deadly
right.
illnesses, how many things that were lying dormant in your body that wanted to take over, wanted to kill you, wanted to murder you. But the Lord said, look at here. Now, a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
look at here. Polio, you behave yourself. Look at here, COVID,
yes.
you behave yourself. Look at here,
yes.
you behave yourself. So how many times have we looked at this through thick and thin? But as I say, but when prosperity comes and we want to go and show the world that we have arrived, why don't we take a little time out to just give God some thanks. Say, Lord, I know that you've been with me through thick and thin, through that lifetime contract that you signed with me. But then again, I turned around and I signed a lifetime contract with my wife. But I've been divorced 5 times.
Look out
but that's not a lifetime. That's not a lifetime contract. That's just using people for a tool for your pleasure. But when you do make that lifetime contract, like the Lord made with us, he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. So that means from the time you're born to the time we leave this earth, that means that
yes, right.
through thick and through thin, through good times and bad, through sickness and in health, all of these opposite. And if you look at Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter. It tells us it's a time for everything. So it's a time for thick and it's a time for thin. But will I abandon the Lord when the thin times come and go and cater to the lust of my flesh? Because that's what he wants you to do. That's what the demon wanted the Lord to do when his flesh was in the wilderness and everything, and he was hungry. He said, hey, you know, why don't you make these stones into bread? Why don't you denounce God? Same thing Job's wife told Job. Job, he said, she said, you know what, I don't want to see you going through the things that you're going through, but, you know, you just need to curse your God and die. But Job told all the appointed days of my life, I will hold on until my change comes. So, Lord, through thick and thin,
yes.
the Lord has been with us. You know, it's easy to celebrate, once again, as I said, through prosperity. When things is going good, but when prosperity take a vacation and adversity begin to reside in your home, in your heart, in your family, would you be able to say to yourself, Lord, this is just a temporary phase right here. Lord, help me to navigate my way through it. You know, my son is on drugs. My daughter is alcoholic. Lord, help me to help them. Because, first reaction is to, well, you ain't no good. You knew better than that. But that's not through thick and thin. When that Samaritan was on the side of the road, he didn't jump off his beast and start cussing the man. I said, man, I told you not. I told you to stay away from Mack Avenue. I told you there was some cutthroats over there. What'd he do? He immediately jumped off his beast, and he began to minister. He began to bind the man's wound. He began to do these things, because through thick and thin, good times and bad, better and worse. So we have to be able to understand what this thick and thin is. Because as I say, it's easy. You know, when you charitable to me, oh, boy, it's easy for me to love you. But if you tell me, no, I can't do it, you know, you better get, you know, just like the five virgins, when they said, we just got enough for ourselves. No, not so. We can't give you ours, because this is what the Lord gave us. And see, that's what we make a mistake at. Sometimes we give what the Lord has given us, and then we do it out, and we're expecting the Lord to replace that which we gave. But it don't operate like that. I mean, it's good to be charitable. It's good to be philanthropic. But when the Lord bless you and you know, you, the Lord bless you, say, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to pay my light bill. But then somebody wants to buy some foolishness, and you give that which the Lord bless you with, so that they can buy their foolishness, and you know that it's foolishness. They spend it on fleshly pleasures. Then something is wrong with that picture, because he blessed you. And normally when he bless you in abundance, so that you would have that and a little bit on the side, enough to pay your bills and buy yourself a hamburger.
So
we just have to be careful, because through thick and thin, I can't speak for you, but I can witness for myself. Through thick and thin, God, the Lord God has been good to me. When I was laying there a few breaths away from death.
Look out now, yeah.
You know, that spirit of Hezekiah, you know, Lord, I still got a few things that I want to do for you. And he had to say, he waved death away. Look, death, because see, he's the only one that can tell death, you behave yourself. You leave him alone. You wait a minute, not into time. So through thick and through thin, it's a song that's circulating and still circulating in the Baptist church. That song is, we come this far by faith.
Yeah,
leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy name. He never failed me yet.
So
we have to look at this thick and thin. We have to understand what it means. We have to realize that he didn't have to do it, but he did.
That's right. True.
We have to realize,
but
he did. We have to realize that through my contrary, listen to this, through my contrary behavior, I don't even have the right to even be walking the face of the earth right now. But through
that's
thick
right
and thin, model. God says, I'm going to give you one more chance. See, he gave me something that didn't even give the angels. He gave me a second chance. Now, Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 15, chapter 7, verse 8, but you, take courage, do not let your hands be weak. For your work shall be rewarded. What is that saying to me? Is that, hey, when you let your hands be weak, my interpretation is that you can't hold on to nothing. Can't hold on to a job. Can't hold on to a feeling. You can't hold on to nothing. For your work shall be rewarded. So when your hands fall weak, through thick and thin, Lord, just strengthen my hands enough so that I could finish what you told me to do.
Yes, Lord.
Not to do what I want to do, but to finish what you told me to do, because he knows. But sometimes he need to know that we know that he is the provider, that it says in the previous verses that he has the power. In my weakness and your weakness and our weakness, God has the power to what? To restore, to strengthen, to confirm, to establish. Nobody else has
that
power, so why should we put that power in somebody else's hand? Why should we trust that power to anybody?
Amen.
He also said, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So God is telling us that, hey, through thick and thin, we have to be able to discern. We have to be able to recognize. We have to be able to have that discernment of what is this person trying to do, or what am I trying to do? Because, see, in Corinthians 11 chapter, what does it say? It says, but let, when the Lord's Supper is being offered, what does it say? But let a man examine himself.
Yeah, that's right.
So sometimes we have to examine ourselves, because everybody ain't wrong all the time. We can be wrong most of the time. But, see, once we lock into that you're wrong, then there's no way that we can navigate our way out of that thought. So when I go home, when I have a discussion with somebody, after the conversation, and even sometimes during the conversation, I ask, Lord, am I choosing the right words for this person, for them to understand what I'm saying? I don't want to use my words, because you know a lot of folks got that spirit of Peter. You know, they'll cuss you out in a minute and go home, won't lose not one wink of sleep. So am I going to stick with you through thick and thin? Okay, we talked about the husband with a lifetime contract. He promises to stick with his wife through thick and thin. As I say, brother, Dr. King, Norman King, I seen on social media that him and his wife, just like my wife and I, you know, they've been married 100 years or more. And it does my heart good to see, you know, it does my heart good to see. And they looked so youthful in the picture. You know, maybe the picture was in 1979 or something, but they looked good. And you know how you look at a picture and you could feel the love that was captured in that frame.
That's right.
And I felt the love. Sometimes, you know, you could just look at a couple and say, oh, man. You know, you could tell the way they look each other. You could tell the way they touch, and you could tell the way they posing that they promise, and they keeping their promise, to death us do part, that through thick and thin, I'm going to love you no matter what.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
Because sometimes when your wife is going to turn into your nurse, your husband is going to turn into your doctor. And all of these things, but through thick and thin, whatever it is that I have to do for you, I'm going to do it. Whatever it is that's necessary, this is what I do. Because through thick and thin, because without thick and thin, none of us would be here. Brother Brown, your mother stayed with y'all through thick and through thin.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
She would not allow, you know. And I found out, you know, I'm sorry, but I did a background check, and I found out that Miss Brown was the biggest bully on the block. Because she wasn't going to let nobody bother her kids. So through thick and thin, going against a bully that was twice her size. Look, now here goes 6'4", son, and he's scared of 5'11", 102 pounds. She said, look, you better leave my boy alone.
That's right.
So I'm just saying, through thick and thin, our parents have protected us from things that want to overtake us. The Lord has protected us from things that sought to take our life. The Lord has led us and guided us to all truth.
Yes,
not just a partial truth, not just some of the truth, but he led and guided us to all truth.
Thank you, Jesus.
I hope that tonight's lesson has been an inspiration, because, okay, Proverbs 17:17 to say, a friend loves at all time, and the brother is born for adversity. So this friend that we have, we sing the song, What a Friend We Have, and Jesus, see, a brother, say, he's born for adversity, which means that because you're my mother's son, and I'm, you know, some kin to you, and I'm in trouble, then we do things for our relatives, our brothers and our sisters, what? Out of obligation. Man, you mean to tell me you're going to let your brother do that? That's obligation. But see, that friend, like Job's friend, they came and they ministered to him. They did it because if your motivation is not love, I'm not going to say, our brother, for you not to do it for me, but it behooves us to do it out of love and do it out of commitment and do it out of sacrifice.
Yes, Lord.
So, as I say, while there's so much that we could talk about through thick and thin, and Romans 8:31 say, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? So through thick and thin, through thick and thin, through my contrary ways, through my lack of understanding, because see, sometimes we take a lack of understanding as, we didn't know, Paul even said that he was ignorant and unlearned, but see, ignorance, people associate ignorance with stupidity, but ignorance is just not having the knowledge of.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thank God for tonight's lesson. Remember, through thick and thin, if nobody has ever been there with you, the Lord has, and he deserves a thank. And that door, he deserves a thank you. And that door, that Brother Brown, see, the word says that when God opens the door, no man can close it. And when he shuts the door, no man can open it. So that door that he was talking about is that door of frustration, that door of adversity. But that's what a door do. It gives you entry or it allows you to exit from someplace. So, Brother Brown, I could go, but I got to stop. I'm going to turn it over to you and thank God for the pleasure of people's time and thank him for allowing me to bring this, hopefully, this powerful message. Because through thick and thin, people remember Jesus can. Amen. Brother Brown.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Thank you so much, Deacon Marvin Cox, for being obedient to conclude this message. Part this message on tonight. Through thick and thin. To thank God for the word. God's word is truth. God's word is life if we receive it. So I pray that every listener has received this word on tonight so they can minister to you so that you can be blessed by this word, so that you can not only be blessed by it, that you can share it with others, they will be blessed by it as well. So we just give God the glory, honor, and praise on tonight for who he is. Thank you so much once again, Deacon Marvin Cox. Continue to stand on the wall. Faithful unto God, and you haven't seen nothing yet. The best for you is still yet to come. So we want to continue to lift up one another in prayer. We want to continue to encourage one another in God's word. As we get ready to close out in prayer on tonight, I'm asking our listeners to please pray with me once again. Heavenly Father, here we are once again coming back to you, knowing that you are God and you are God alone with all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the doctor that's never You're the doctor that has never lost a patient. Heavenly Father, we know that you are still touching your people. You are still healing your people. You're still setting your people free for your glory. So now, Lord, we just bless your name on tonight. You are so worthy to be praised. We thank you that you are a promise keeper. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you don't go back on your word. And we thank you for your promise that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn, because greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. And if we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, even in our weakness, we are found to be strong in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you for loving us first and in spite of ourselves. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Heavenly Father, we continue to bless all those that faithfully tuned in to this worldwide ministry and platform. And I pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts. Continue to move by your spirit in each one of our lives. Have your way in our lives, not our will. We pray that your will be done in each one of us individually and as a corporate body of believers. that you alone will get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God, I pray that you have received this word on tonight, and we give God the glory for who he is. So remember, through thick and thin, know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. He is our promise keeper. He is not like man. What an awesome God we serve. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Good night.